This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illa Allah.
La ilaha illa Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastahdihi wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We all praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered together for the khutbah of Jumu'ah, or to pray the Salatul Jumu'ah. As you know, we were in lockdown for a long time. And alhamdulillah, now the restrictions have eased, and it's even more eased that we can be seated together and to listen to the khutbah, go to the masajids. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Now, as you all know, this week, next week, and for the year 10s, last week, you guys have been going through your yearly exams. And some of you are putting in a lot of effort, which is great to see. You're studying really hard, really well, studying wisely. That's probably the better term to use. Whereas, unfortunately, there are some of us who are not studying that well, who don't really mind what they get. I had a few handful of students, not naming any students, but a few handful of students who came up to me and said, "Sir, how much of the Quran or that surah do I need to read just to pass? How much do I have to read? How many verses do I have to read just to pass?" And it is that type of question is quite sad. Because there are students who just want to pass. And when I say that, I mean a 50%, and that's it. And they will be happy, they will be content. We also have the HSC students who are doing the HSC as we speak. And some of them are also studying very, very hard. And maybe some of them, not so much. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them all success. And we know that with this week, the Islamic exams, and the next week, your maths, your English, your science, your other subjects, it is very important to strive hard for these exams. Now, Islam encourages every single Muslim to strive for excellence. Now remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants us, whatever we want to achieve in life, achieve the highest, or try to achieve the highest. See, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that when you make dua about Jannah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus. Ask for the highest paradise. And then you will strive to get there. So a Muslim is someone who strives for excellence. And that word in Arabic is called Ihsan. It is called Ihsan. It comes from the word Ahsana, which means to do something wholeheartedly, with excellence, trying to achieve the best possible outcome. That is what a Muslim is supposed to do. I remember I watched a video a while back where there was a circle, a big circle on the floor, and on the outside of the circle there was a box with $1 million in there. There was a box with $1 million. And there were people inside that circle, the circle that was created, maybe 20 people. And their job was to stay in that circle and to do certain tasks. And whoever stays there until the end gets the $1 million. That was a bit of a game that they were playing. And the way these people were playing that game, they were all trying their best. Why? Because their eyes were where? On that $1 million. And that's something that they wanted. Everyone wants $1 million, of course. Because you know what that million will get you. You know how easy your life will become. So that is why, subhanAllah, it is very important for every Muslim to strive hard for excellence. In one hadith, which was reported by Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, there was a man who came to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now this man, he said, I've never seen this man before. He had black hair, black beard. He was wearing white. There was no traces of a traveler on him. And he came and sat right next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with basically his knees touching the Prophet's knees, as if he knew him so well. And Umar said, I never knew this guy. And then he asked a few questions. He said, the first question, what is Islam? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, the five pillars: Shahada, Salah, Zakah, Sawm, and Hajj. Then this man says, Sadaqt, you're correct. And Umar was a bit intrigued, like, who is this man coming? It's like he's examining the Prophet and he's saying, Sadaqt, you're correct. Next question, what is Iman? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, the six articles of faith: to believe in Allah, to believe in His angels, to believe in His books, to believe in the messengers, on the day of judgment, and predetermination. Sadaqt, this person said, you're correct. Then the next question, what is Ihsan? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Which means, to worship Allah. I hope you're listening, boys, there. To worship Allah as if you can see Him. And of course, we can't see Allah, then know that Allah sees you. That is Ihsan. So let's look at that hadith. There were a few more questions afterwards, but let's look at the hadith up till here. The first level is being a Muslim. If I want to give a percentage, to be the lowest level of a believer, a Muslim, is to be at a 50% mark. So if you fulfill the five pillars of Islam, the obligations, you are passing. So it's like when someone comes up to me and says, sir, how much of the Quran do I need to say to you and I'll pass? Well, that's the mark. Obligatory. That's 50%. But then there's another level of Iman, and that is a higher level. And majority, or a lot of the Muslims, are probably in that area. Hopefully we are in that area. And that is maybe a 70 mark or above, which is not bad. But a Muslim is someone who strives for excellence, and that is Ihsan. And that is maybe a 90 plus. Ihsan is a 90 plus. So if you can worship Allah, if you can do things in life as if you can see Allah, or knowing that Allah is watching you every second of the day, then all your actions will be close to perfect. All your actions will be quite good. That is what we want to get. Even when it comes to your exams, you know Allah is watching you. You know that I want to not only please my teachers or my parents or myself, but I want to please Allah, my Creator. And because of that, He's watching me. He's watching the way I study. And inshallah, I'm going to do well in this test. You put in that effort. And because of that effort, you may get there. Even if you don't get there, it's okay. The point is the effort that you put. That's the point. That's what excellence is. It's not about the results, it's about your effort. And that is what we are wishing for all of us. That we need to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are putting in that effort. That is ihsan. That is what we want to achieve. And subhanAllah, that person who came to question the Prophet, that was an angel. And that was Jibreel alayhi salam in the form of a man, teaching the Sahabas the deen of Allah. So therefore, the Sahabas who listened to this, they understood ihsan. That I'm going to strive for excellence. And when you read the stories of the companions, everything they did in life, they did it with excellence. They tried hard. And that is why you see the results. Because then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and support someone who puts in that effort. What does Allah say in the verse that I said in the beginning of the khutbah? Al-jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. The reward of ihsan is nothing else but ihsan. The reward of goodness is nothing else but goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. And if you put in that great effort, then the greatest reward is what? Jannatul Firdaus. And that is what we are striving for. If you look back in the golden ages of Islam, we were running the world. The first university that was opened was by a Muslim woman. The name was Fatima Al-Fihri. She opened the first university in Fez, Morocco. SubhanAllah. People from Europe were coming to Morocco to study. We ran the world because we understood what ihsan is. That's what we understood. But unfortunately today, because of so much dunya in our life, and we have forgotten about Allah, there is no more ihsan. And all we're striving for is, just a pass. I'll get there. But now I want you to think, and we've given you these examples before, in terms of money. If money was involved, if you knew that coming first in your class, you would achieve $1,000, you would study hard. You would study well. I've tried this in the past, didn't I? Where I would say to the students, those who come first, they will get a certain amount of money. Then you will see people trying hard. Because they can see something, they will achieve something. But we need to change that mindset. Yes, you can get rewarded by teachers, by parents. But we need to also change that mindset that I want to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want that Jannatul Firdaus. That is what we want to achieve, inshallah. So in the next khutbah, I'll give some tips of how we can gain ihsan in our lives. أَقُولُ قَوْلِهَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ عَظِيمًا لِوَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. The first point to achieve ihsan, excellence in our life, it could be in anything, your exams, you know, whatever you want to do outside of school, your soccer that you want to play, your cricket that you want to play, anything that you want to play, anything that you want to do. To achieve the excellent results or excellent effort, the first thing is the requirement of ikhlas, sincerity. That you are doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always having Allah in your mind, being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having that intention that I'm doing this for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, the first hadith, as soon as you open up Sahih al-Bukhari, the first hadith you will find is what? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. That actions will be rewarded based on your intentions. and you will be given that which you have intended. So if your intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be given that reward. So that is the first step, to have ikhlas, sincerity, doing things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point is completeness. That when you want to achieve something great, then you should do it by completing what you're doing. When you're studying, don't half-heartedly study. Study completely. Get all your notes together. Write them down. Read through them. Test each other out. Revise them whenever you get the chance. That is completeness. A person who is playing soccer, let's say, at a very high level, what do they do before they play the grand finals? What do? They analyze the other team. They revise what strengths they have. They look at their weaknesses. They practice. And they do this for the entire week, hardly without any break, subhanAllah. Why? Just to hold the cup of victory. That's what they want. And they analyze the opposing team. They look at what they're strong at, their weaknesses. What can we do to tackle them, to overtake that and win? That is what teams do, subhanAllah. So what about us? What about us? If we want to achieve something great, we want to do well in our exams, we need to look at what we're weak at. What is our weakness? Let's go to the teachers, let's talk about it. Let's revise it. Let's have study groups and achieve that greatness. That is what we can do, inshaAllah. Also, when you are trying to achieve something great, make sure it is relevant. Alright, make sure that what you are doing, will it help me to achieve excellence or not? So for example, if you have an exam in maths that is coming up, make sure that everything that you are revising will be coming up in the test. That's what's important. When you're playing soccer and you're in a team, you want to make sure you know everything about the other team. And you are only studying those tactics. So have, you know, a sense of knowledge that will help you achieve that. And inshaAllah ta'ala, you may get there. And at the end, rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can only do until your limit. You can't go beyond that. If you have done everything you could, you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اِعْقِلْ نَاقَتُكَ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Do your part, tie your camel. Do whatever you can, and then you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward will be given to you. And to end off the khutbah, what is the reward of ihsan? Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when one of you reaches the level of excellence in faith, then every good deed that you do is multiplied for him 10 times up to 700 times. Allah multiplies it based on your excellence. And each sin is recorded as only one until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine your effort, your sincerity, you put in great amounts of work, Allah multiplies that up to 700 times. And your sins are only recorded as one. Because that is the prize from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said, the final reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, in Surah Ar-Rahman, is any reward for ihsan, for goodness, except what is good? Except goodness. So you put in that effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only give you what is great. You will achieve Jannatul Firdaus. And that is the highest place of paradise that we want to achieve. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all success, to grant us ease in our exams. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the reward of ihsan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us achieve the level of ihsan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not only give us success in our exams and this life, but also to grant us success of Jannatul Firdaus in the Akhirah. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi.